For the first time in 46 years, Galesburg High School has a new girls basketball coach, but she's no stranger to Silver Streaks fans. Lexi DeMott, a former Silver Streaks player and for the last 4 years an assistant coach under legendary coach Evan Massey, was named Galesburg's new head basketball coach for the girls on Monday. She will be just the third coach in program history since Galesburg fielded its first basketball team in 1972. Lexi Daniels played four seasons and was a three-year starter for the Streaks from 2012 to 2016. She was known as a great three-point shooter, a scorer, and a team leader. She was also the preferred choice of Coach Massey to replace him atop one of the most successful girls' basketball programs in Illinois history. Lexi is here to talk Silver Streaks basketball and more. Lexi, congratulations, and thank you for joining me on Galesburg in Focus.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So as we record this, I think we're a little less than 24 hours into your tenure as head coach. Has it fully sunk in yet that you're the next head coach?
Not really, because I found myself today, I was getting ready to have my first meeting with, all of the players and excited and all of that. And as that was going on, I was getting closer to the meeting and I quickly realized I got to get a hold of Coach Massey because I have some questions. So I don't think it's fully resignated yet, and I think it'll take a while for it too, but just because I have nothing's really changed so far yet as to what I've done in the past. So I don't think fully yet, but it's still like an exciting time.
What do you think that first moment will be that you realize, that something you have to do that you have to make the call on? I mean, it'll be far before game time or practice. I mean, what's the first thing that you think that's really going to have to, you're going to have to make the decision on?
I definitely think as we are quickly approaching camp coming up in June, the personnel wise of, where is everybody going to fall based on, last year, who we have coming back, some of the players that will be returning on the younger levels, and then the incoming freshmen. I think, that's a me choice, and that's a, the rest of the coaching staff talking about that. So that will kind of be the first, real big decision that I will have to make that will kind of affect the way things will go.
You mentioned yesterday that you were excited and nervous. What's the ratio? How nervous are you? It's natural when you take on something new.
I think I'm more excited than anything just because, like I said, right now nothing has really changed yet from what, I'm still going into the gym and letting the players shoot and, work out and do those things. And those are all things that I've done in the past. Today, when I went to have the first meeting, I had to take a moment because I was like, whoa, like I'm up here. They were all just staring at me. And I quickly realized that my hands were shaking and they were sweating and all the eyes were just on me. And so that was kind of like a, whoa, this is me. And then after it was over, I was kind of like, oh, that's not, that's not bad. That's nothing I've talked to them before, but just not in that role.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So Coach Massey put together a really cool video, kind of a tribute thing of former Streaks, welcoming you as the head coach. What did that mean to you? And was there anybody that you say, oh, I couldn't believe that person reached out?
So we were talking before, I was in the board meeting, and then once it was official and I had gotten out, Coach Massey had already, heard from watching it or from somebody else. And so he had posted that. And so I actually didn't get to see it until about 15, 20 minutes after. And he had got a hold of me earlier in the day and asked for some pictures. And so I sent him some, and I thought he was just going to post like the pictures that I had sent him. And one of the very first pictures, a picture I sent him. So I was like, oh, it's just the pictures. And then the video started playing, and I actually had to stop it about halfway through because I was just like completely in tears and I couldn't really focus on what everybody was saying. So I stopped and then I started again. And it was just, it meant the world because I knew I had a lot of people in my corner. But seeing like Casey Williams and Molly Watson and, Rainey Sibley and Sage Milroy, who's over in Australia, that took the time to, make those videos to show their support for me was huge.
Okay. I think within the last hour, as we're recording this, that you've met with the team for the first time. What was your message to the team today?
Just talking about how, how excited I am to finally be able to talk to them. All of this has kind of been in the works, but nothing official. So talking about the excitement and that I hope that they're excited and, you know, they're ready to come in June and be ready to get after it just as much as they, you know, the anticipation that I have and all the potential that they have. You know, they're quick, they're athletic, and they are young, but, you know, the style of play that I would like to move towards is, I think, something that's going to fit right up their alley. And so I hope they're excited about that.
Did they have any questions for you?
No, I got some hugs at the end, but that was it. And then they, you know, said that they would be reaching out to come and shoot and do those things.
Okay. So when we spoke yesterday, you talked about how you believe, you know, the players will be able to relate to a coach who's been, you know, in their shoes before. Kind of talk about why you think that's important.
I think it's important because we always talk about, and something that Coach Massey has done so well of instilling into the program was the work that you have to put in on your own time. If, you know, if this is something that's important to you and something that you want to be successful in, you have to find time for it outside of the time that is already planned for you. And so I was somebody that, you know, I heard that message my freshman year, and then, you know, I heard it again my sophomore year, and then something finally just clicked with me and I realized, hey, I could be, you know, really good at this if I listen to what he says, and I did it. And then, you know, I was able to see that success on, you know, the court for my team, for myself individually. And so being able to say, hey, you know, look at what I did. You know, I still have my workout booklets that, mm-hmm. you know, that they still receive, and, you know, they're not set up exactly the same, but they're essentially all the same things in there, and being able to show them that, you know, this process actually works. And if you believe in yourself, this is something that's not only going to help you in basketball wise and on the court and our team, but outside of life as well.
Okay. And we'd kind of talked that, you know, how would they relate to a female coach? And you're not the first female coach. I mean, the very first coach in Gillsburg history was a female, but, you know, how do you think that plays into your tenure?
I think, you know, it's something that they can look up to, and somebody that they can say, hey, you know, look what she's doing. She's successful. She's done these things. And so I think that's huge for them to have somebody that's, you know, in that role. And obviously, you know, I'm still pretty young. Mm-hmm. So I think being able to relate to them with things that are going on, you know, right now, and in their lives, and, you know, they are young too, but they're going through, you know, they're learning how to become more independent and doing things like that. And so I think having that type of relationship, and then also, you know, the emotional type of things that come along with things, I can, you know, being a female myself, I can, you know, kind of help rein some of that in as well.
Okay. You know, I'm sure you've heard the adage that, you know, never follow a legend. What's it going to be like to follow, like, one of the legends of Illinois high school basketball?
I've heard some people say, you know, she's got big shoes to fill. You know, that was kind of one of the things that I've heard a lot after, you know, yesterday. I don't see it as that, just because mm-hmm. Coach Massey and I have such a close relationship, and he's been there for me every step of the way. And I hope more than anything, because I know that he's put that confidence in me. Yeah. You know, he's told me time and time again, you know, over and over, how much confidence that he has in me and what I'm going to be able to do for the program. So it's not so much like there's a burden on my shoulders or I have yeah. the weight of the world on my shoulders, because I know that if I'm in a situation where I'm questioning anything, and, you know, I'm talking to my assistant coaches and, you know, getting feedback from them, and then, I mean, Massey's always right there, so I know he's always going to be able to help as well. But I hope more than anything I'm able to, you know, make him proud, and, you know, and all the confidence that he has instilled in me, but also make everybody else proud that's right there supporting me.
Yeah.
So far.
What kind of role do you see, not necessarily a role, but how do you see him going forward as far as contributing to the girls' basketball program?
He will 100% be one of our biggest fans. Without a doubt, I know he will. I know he's kind of talked about, he always jokes that he's going to question everything that that I'm doing, and that he's going to get my dad and husband to play along with him. But I know that no matter what decision I make or we make as a coaching, you know, staff, that he's always going to support us. And I know on Thursday nights when, you know, we're getting ready to play our first conference game, I have no doubt that he will be right there in the stands cheering us on, and after the game be there to congratulate me, even if it's a, you know, a tough loss or a great win. He'll always be there to support.
And he'll always be there because his name's going to be on the court now, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to get rid of him.
In two spots, actually.
Yeah. So I noticed you always call him Coach Massey. Are you ever going to call him Evan?
I don't know.
I run into that, too, with former teachers and coaches. Some you just, you can't do it.
I don't. I don't know if I can. I still even, Coach Allison, she's Liebach now, but still to this day, she's Coach Allison to me, and he's, I think, probably for a very long time will always be Coach Massey to me.
Yeah, that's right. This is Jay Redfer. I'm talking to Lexi DeMott, Gillsburg's new head girls basketball coach. When did you first know you wanted to be a coach?
You know, I was always, when I came back in the summers from college, is when I first got my experience with coaching. I remember Coach Massey asking me if I wanted to coach the junior high summer league teams. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'm up for that. But those girls are my responsibility. And, you know, he's like, oh, no, it'll be, you know, it'll be good. I work with them at the junior high camp. And then just from there, I was kind of like, oh, this is fun. I could get into this. And then it just kind of took off. And every year I kept coming back, and I was either the junior high coach, or I would step in for the freshman if Coach Biddle had to go do something. And then I was even able to go on the summer trips with them and help Coach Biddle out when the freshman got to go. And so that kind of set the tone for me. I was like, yeah, this is something I would really like to do when I come back home.
Did you ever think about it when you were playing?
When I was playing, I was just more of, you know, doing my job and being the leader or whatever it is at that time that was needed of me.
Do you feel you saw the game differently as a player as you do as a coach?
Oh, 100%. Obviously now being on the sideline, I see things that are going on and, you know, in the game to the player in that certain moment, it looks completely different to them out there. You know, they're being guarded with somebody right in their face. And, you know, I might see the open person and I understand now, you know, that's not always what they see. And that's okay that that's not always what they see, because they may see something else that I don't too. And so I definitely think I view things differently now that I've been on the sideline for 4 years.
How do you think it'll be different as an assistant coach now being a head coach? How do you see it being different?
I think it obviously will be different because, like I said, I'm the one that gets to kind of, you know, make the final decision when it comes game time or, you know, in tough game situations. But Coach Massey did such a great job of transitioning me and giving me more responsibilities as we went gradually. And so thankfully I have a lot of, you know, experience in doing a lot of the coaching things and the last minute matchup things, or in the middle of a game changing things and things like that. I do have a lot of experience with that. I think one of the toughest things will be, though, when we do get down to, you know, the wire in a close game on a conference night or things like that. You know, those were always things where I put my input in, but he had that sole decision of what he was feeling at that time. And so now that will kind of be more on me, and I'm the one that's going to make that decision.
And no matter how much you prepare, you can't be ready for that. I mean, you're not going to know until you get
into those situations. And you can practice game situations over and do them a million different ways, but there's never going to be like one exact moment that's going to happen the way that you practice it.
Yeah. You sort of talked about, you know, the style you want to play. Kind of talk about how, you know, what you plan to implement and how will it be different than what Coach Massey's done?
You know, I really, you know, with the girls that we have coming back and, you know, the personnel that we have running, we're going to be quick. We're going to be long. And we have to use that to our advantage. And I really want
to. Based on the talent more than your philosophy, do you think?
Not so much. I really think a team that can run up and down the floor is going to be, you know, a much tougher team to beat, just because, you know, it's the same. There's a structure to it, and it may, to some people, may not look like there is a structure, but there really is. And so that is the reason that I think, you know, young kids, they crave structure. And so, like I said, it may not look like there's a structure to it, but there is. And so if it's just something that becomes automatic and a habit to them all the time, then it is something that I think they can get really good at. And as they are young, they have a couple years to, you know, it may not be perfect or may not, you know, look exactly like I'm envisioning it right away. And I know that it won't. But as we go, and hopefully by the time we hit January, you know, of next season, they are pretty fluid with what they're doing. And we are a team that's able, you know, to run and get to the basket.
Okay. You know, everybody looks at wins and losses and regional titles and tournament championships. How will you measure success?
You know, I think obviously as my first year, I can't look at the wins and the losses, mm-hmm. or, you know, did we win a regional championship? Did we win, you know, the holiday tournament or whatever it may be? Obviously winning makes things a lot more fun. Everybody yeah. knows that. But it's the process and the being a part of the team. And if I'm able to, you know, take these young players that I have now and, you know, set them up and watch them be able to grow and blossom into people that are able to communicate and be leaders on and off the court and in the classroom and out in public, then I feel like at the end of the season, I was able to be successful for that season. And then obviously a lot of, you know, a good majority of them the following year would be returning. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just being able to build those stepping stones and even, you know, at the younger levels with the freshmen and the sophomore team, being able to interact with them more and be able to build them up as well. I think that is going to overall tell me if I was able to be successful in yeah. my season or not.
So obviously it took, you know, Coach Massey decades to build the foundation. You know, tell us about the system that gets the girls involved, even down as far as the grade school level. Why is that important for the program?
I think it's important because it creates support. It's what brings those fans out on Thursday nights or the Saturday afternoon games or the odd schedule games. That's what brings all of the support and that energy, you know, when you're playing inside John Thiel. That atmosphere is close to nothing. Mm-hmm. And I've never been in a gym that I've felt something like that. And I think a lot of people can say the same thing. But getting the high schoolers involved with the grade school summer camp and them building those connections with those kids and those kids looking up to them. And then the grade school kids coming to the games and seeing the high schoolers play is kind of something that I remember it when I did it. And that was what, you know, brought me and stuck me around into the program. And then the future streaks, those girls being able to look up to the high school girls and the junior high girls for that matter. That's kind of what's laid that foundation. And it's always made, it's just continued to build and grow. And I mean, now he blossomed in what he did. And it was amazing to see.
Yeah. So, you know, I watched and when I was at the newspaper, covered your dad, Tony Daniels, play sports. He played a lot of sports. How did he help you develop as obviously he was a positive parent, you know, really supportive. How did he help you develop, you know, as an athlete and then onto a coach, do you think?
He was just always there for me all the time. You know, there was times that I felt like I was, you know, not having the best game or I was not, you know, doing the best, but he always knew how to give me the tough love that I needed. And that has been something that, you know, now I can handle somebody critiquing me without taking it personally or, you know, having a complete total meltdown. It's just knowing that that person is looking out for me and they really have their best interest in what I'm doing moving forward. And he was able to instill that in me. And so now I'm able to do these things. But really just being my biggest supporter mm-hmm. all of the time. And, you know, just knowing when I looked up in the stands or after the game, whether I was in high school or junior high or college, or even when I was playing in future streaks, he was always there. And so knowing I always had somebody in my corner no matter what.
Okay. How do you see your coaching staff shaping up?
I think a lot of the things are going to stay the same as they were. Super excited to get going with them and also, you know, implementing some of the newer things that I would like to bring into the program as the game of basketball has developed, and really excited to get them exposed to some of those things and get them working towards some of the goals that eventually when the kiddos get to, you know, the varsity level, they've already experienced.
Kind of talk about who the coaches are coming back and just a little bit about what they offer to the program.
Yeah. So Coach Biddle, he'll be the freshman coach. And he's so good at working skills. He's great at it. And that's something he really buys into, and he does such a good job of being able to, you know, stop practice and do those teachable moments. And that's just, I mean, he's great at those things. And then Coach Rux, he's the sophomore coach. You know, him and Coach Massey have been around together for a long time. And he was coaching when I was there. Mm-hmm. I never got to play for Coach Rux, but he was always around, and he does such a good job of building relationships, and the girls really trust him and believe him and what he's saying and, you know, the things that he's instilling in them. And so that's just huge for him. And then on the varsity level, we have Coach Legg. She started helping out a few years ago as a volunteer assistant. I never got to play with her. She was younger than I was. But she's done a very good job the last couple years of helping out our point guards. Obviously, last year with the two Hershenroders, they were freshman point guards on the varsity, and that's always a daunting task. But she was able to kind of, you know, step in the middle of a game when things are going on and they come out and kind of either, you know, settle them down or just kind of talk to them and say, hey, look, you know, this is what's going on. When you go back in, you know, let's fix this. And so that's always been great. And then a new person that we've had that started in around Christmas time as a volunteer, Coach Noonan, he has, you know, come around and really helped. He started working with our post players towards the end there, really working on defense and things that we wanted to do for them. But he's going to be really helpful for us in the run and jump press that we really want to be able to implement. And so I'm very excited to, I've already started talking to him about it. And at the end of last year, I was able to kind of see some of the things that he was able to do. And he also is a athletic PE teacher over at the high school. And so we have athletic PE, and that's when the girls will lift. And so he'll do all the lifting and the agility things that we want to implement with them. And they really buy into him. And he does such a great job over there of showing them and explaining to them. And he actually will, you know, do the exercises himself. And so I think that's another reason that the girls really buy in, is because he's willing to, you know, work right alongside with them and help them in any way that they need. So super excited to start working with everybody and get going that way.
Okay. I believe, is your husband named Tristan?
Yeah.
He was a, you know, a really good athlete at Canton, I believe. How does it help to have a spouse who was not only an athlete, but, you know, how does it help having a spouse that was involved in athletics?
He gets it.
Yeah.
He gets when, you know, things don't go well, that it's not, you know, it's not a time to say, hey, you should have done this, because that ever goes well. But he's supportive too. And that's, you know, something that's huge. He's always been those really, you know, tough losses that he knows that I'm not the happiest about. Just to kind of say, hey, you know, you did this well, or this really went well, or, you know, always looking at those positive things. And then things when they're great wins is always ecstatic, and being able to celebrate that with me is something that's I'm super appreciative of, and I know moving forward will really help.
Okay. Let's talk a little about women's basketball in general. The college, you know, game for women has just exploded the last couple years. What do you attribute that to, and do you think it will continue?
Yes, I will. I think, you know, obviously the big person has been Caitlin Clark. Everybody's really, you know, dialed into watching Iowa and, you know, the way that they play and the things that they do. But I think it's really started to just blossom even more. There's not, you know, there's more than just Caitlin out there. You know, I can think of, you know, Georgia Amore. I know not a lot of people talk about her, but she's a great skilled guard, very tough, very gritty player. And so I think it will blossom more, just because I think it's gotten young players, like even grade school level now, hey, I want to watch this game, or I want to watch this. Yeah. I want to do that. And, you know, I think even the WNBA is going to, you know, eventually, obviously Caitlin is going there, so they'll get a following. But I definitely think it's going to stick around just because of how excited all of these young players are now. And hopefully they start to feel some success from all of their hard work, and it will transfer over as the years go on.
We saw, you know, every game, everywhere she went, little boys and, you know, girls and boys, you know, just like flocked towards her. Did you see that here in Galesburg, at younger levels and even into the high school? Were they Caitlin Clark fans?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Obviously, I'm upstairs at the junior high. And so when March Madness started for the girls and, you know, Caitlin was approaching breaking so many records, I started noticing more and more people upstairs in the junior high and the students and downstairs wearing Iowa basketball, whether it was women's or just Iowa basketball mm-hmm. in general, or it was a Caitlin Clark t-shirt. I know some of the younger players, I've seen, you know, pictures on Facebook of their families taking trips. I know there was a family from Galesburg that got to go to the Big Ten championship game. They took, you know, their youngest daughter, and they went up there and did that, and they stood in line, and they got tickets. And, you know, that's just exciting stuff for younger players to experience. And even if they weren't able, you know, to go to it, just being able to watch it on TV and say, hey, you know, look at what she did. Look at, you know, she put in the work, and look how much success she had. I think that's just huge.
Okay. What do you think about the shot clock? Do you see that coming to Illinois high school basketball?
I do.
Is it a good thing?
I think it is a good thing. You know, there are times when you're like, man, I wish there was a shot clock already. But I do think it's good just because I think it's going to make players become more efficient in what they're doing and, you know, the way they're moving or, you know, the passes that they're making. I think it's going to make the basketball IQ get even better for younger players in high school and moving forward. Just because, you know, there is always that in the back of their head, there's going to be a clock that's there, and there already is right now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like, whoa, just slow down a little bit. But knowing above the basket, there's going to be a clock that's ticking down, the cuts that they're making, the screens that they're setting, you know, hey, let's push the ball up the floor so we get it down there faster type of thing. I do think it will be something that's beneficial once it does hit.
Okay. Besides, obviously, knowing the X's and O's, what do you think is the most important asset that a coach can have?
Building players for the real world. That's what I think the biggest thing sports are, and I think that's when you get the most successful coaches. Obviously, you know, look at Coach Massey. That's exactly what he did. And I think that is, you know, figuring out how you tie all of the things sports into the real world, whether it's the work ethic, the leadership, the communication, the teamwork. You know, when they go to get jobs in real life, they're going to have to figure out how to work with a team. And so being able to find all of those, and it may not be even excel in those things right away, but starting to build the foundations of all of those attributes is really what's going to make, you know, a program and a coach successful in the long run.
Okay. This is Jay Redfern. I'm talking to Lexi DeMott, the new girls basketball coach at Galesburg. So we'll finish a little rapid fire around here. I'm going to say something and you'll give
all
me
right.
your first thought.
So, oh,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. So who wins the game of horse between you and your dad?
Me.
You? Obviously. I mean, no doubt about it.
No doubt.
When did you take over?
Probably when I was in junior high. This is so funny that you said this. We just talked about this last night. Definitely junior high is when I finally started to find my groove shooting wise, and he didn't stand a chance after
he
that.
He wasn't a shooter then,
no,
huh?
Not after that, no.
How about one-on-one?
Oh, me. Definitely quicker than him.
Okay. So if you had to pick just one former streak, who did you emulate when you were growing up?
Jessica Howard.
Okay.
She was, that at the time, they were running the system, and I had started to find my groove and saying, hey, I can shoot the ball. This is something that I enjoy doing. And just the game in general, I just loved. And when I went to watch their games, the passion that she had, and, you know, obviously they ran the system. So she, you know, they were shooting threes all the time. And watching her do that, I was like, I want to do that. I want to be that person.
Okay. How about the favorite team ritual that's been carried on for years in the Galesburg girls basketball program? It seems like there's a lot, but is there something favorite that, you know, that you can remember and that's been just carried on for years?
Yes. So before games, after, you know, obviously they go get ready, they come out and shoot at halftime. But we used to go upstairs and do, everybody had a partner. It was a, you know, older and a younger player, and you walked upstairs, the big square that's upstairs, and all the lights were off, and you just talked, you know, what are you, between the two of you, your goals for the game. And then once everybody was done, we sat down and we stretched, and everybody went around and said one thing that they were going to do positive that's that game, and that's what they wanted to do. And so whether it was a specific defensive, you know, I'm going to, you know, stop this player from doing this, or it was somebody that was, you know, a role player that year and they knew what their role was and they were going to be the loudest person on the bench. And then at the end, Coach Al used to come upstairs and say, "Hey, ladies, it's time to go." And then everybody would just scream as loud as they could and run down to the locker room. And that still goes on now. It's just in a different area. It's now in the new part of the high school. But the girls do that and they really enjoy, you know, being able to say, "Hey, let's go." And they all just start clapping and they scream and they run back to the locker room.
Okay. If you could sit down with and talk with any basketball coach for an hour, living or dead, who would it be?
Oh, that's hard. Probably, probably Dawn Staley.
Okay.
From South Carolina. Just watching her the past few years with, you know, how she's led her players and how, you know, even though, you know, you look at what she's done, she's won 3 national championships. She holds her players accountable. And it's not something that goes unnoticed because of how they buy into everything that she does. And all of the things, the way that, you know, she carries herself. And, you know, she's not somebody that's going to say, you know, bat her head to or turn an eye when, you know, one of her players makes a mistake or, you know, she says, "Hey, you know, we got to sit. We're not enjoying, you know, I'm not happy with the way you're doing, you know, X, Y, or Z." And that's the reason that she's been so successful, you know, there at South Carolina, and the girls buy into everything that she does. And so just kind of talking and saying, you know, "Well, how did you get to that point? Where, you know, when did it click for you of, hey, this is, you know, what's going on?"
Okay. How about favorite meal?
Oh, I like, that's hard. Oh, man. Tacos.
Tacos?
Yeah. Because there's so many different things you can
homemade
do.
Homemade or out?
Homemade.
Okay.
Yep. Homemade
who
tacos.
Who makes them?
My grandma, actually, she used to make, she always, I don't know what she did, but they were her soft shell tacos, and she always would melt some cheese. And that was like, I still to this day don't even know what kind of cheese that it was she melted, but it, when it was taco night at Grandma Pam's house, you always know you wanted to go because they were going to be good.
Okay. And that's Lexi DeMott, Galesburg's new girls basketball coach. Again, congratulations. You know, I wish you best of luck. I know a lot of people are pulling for you. So thank you for joining me today on Galesburg in Focus.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate it.